Hi, I'm Christine. I'm an alcoholic. My sobriety date is August 27, 2011. I have a home group. It's the Friday night Thank God I'm Sober women's group. We meet at 7 o'clock. I have a sponsor, and she has a sponsor. So I'm kind of nervous. This wasn't my first exposure on August 27 to Alcoholics Anonymous. I've been in the rooms in and out for about a year and a half. And recently, in the past, I guess, several weeks, I've just now started talking to people. So this is a little bit awkward, and so bear with me. I was born March 14th, 1984, in Fort Rucker, Alabama. I was born into a military family. My father was a major in the U.S. Army. He was a pilot, and my mom was in air traffic control. In 1986, they got a divorce, and my mom, my brother, and I moved to Ohio, a very small town, 2,500 people, and that is where I grew up. I was definitely different. I could play out in the yard by myself, and I never got into any trouble when I was a child. I always obeyed the rules. I got really good grades. My brothers were the ones that were always acting out and not getting good grades, so I was kind of, my mom didn't really, I felt like growing up she didn't pay too much attention, so I would act out once in a while to see what would happen, and it wasn't real fun. I would get grounded for a week. So fast forward, I had my first drink when I was 14. I was a freshman in high school. At that time, my older brother, William, he was a senior. And my brother was heavy into drugs and alcohol. And my parents had gone, my mom got remarried. So they went out of town, and there was a party. I remember having three Busch Lights, and I was wasted. And I know that I had an abnormal reaction looking back because I... it was, on a scale of 1 to 10, it was a 20. I mean, and I remember saying to one of my brother's friends, like, can we do this every weekend? You know, it was just amazing until the next morning. And my mom came home, and she opened the door into my room. And apparently there was a sexual act going between two other people in my room. And I'm on the floor passed out, and I'm puking up warm beer. So that didn't go so well. And... my second drunk experience was a little bit worse. I went over to my friend's house, and there was this, I mean, it's a really small town, so there was this Johnny Appleseed Festival, and we thought it would be a good idea to drink beer before we went, and I'm stumbling all around this town, and I don't remember a whole lot of everything except for I fell off her deck, and it wasn't a big deck, okay, so I'm not trying to be overdramatic, but it was a fall, and I landed in some jaguar bushes, and my parents were called to pick me up, and, you know, the funny thing is my mom was a drug and alcohol counselor, but she didn't really know what to do with me. So at that point, drinking had not become a consistent habit. I would do it periodically. Did the speakers just change? Okay, it's not just me. I would do it periodically. I ended up getting into a few other substances, but nothing really became a habit at that time. I went away to college at the age of 18. I went to Youngstown State University, and that's in Youngstown, Ohio. And my drinking kind of, you know, started to take off. I got into a sorority my first semester. I was going to a lot of parties. I kind of started to realize maybe I wasn't drinking like others. I would put vodka into water bottles, and I would walk into the dorms that way because obviously you can't walk in with a six-pack, especially when you're 18. So we got on Thursday nights, and I remember going and taking my water bottle into the restrooms where the showers were. It's like this big area. And I would drink, and I would go out, and but there were no consequences. I was able to get up at 8 o'clock in the morning for class, and there were no issues. And that pretty much continued through my college career. I ended up graduating with a Bachelor of Science in Biology and a minor in Chemistry in May of 2007. And I was graduated magna cum laude, so I did pretty well there, and that, if anything, kept me in denial about my problem. I dubbed myself the weekend warrior. I would go out just on weekends. Sunday through Thursday, I was in the library. In fact, some of the people in the dorms would call me the library troll. I know, it's awesome. Really looking back, I'm not so sure I went to college for myself. I have an issue with validation that my sponsor helped me to figure out through doing fifth step work, and I was so deathly afraid of failing. I was just so afraid. I kind of felt like the idiot in my family. Everyone went to Harvard, Stanford. My cousin was in Stanford. My aunt got her PhD from Harvard. My dad, and I'm going to a university that is not really that selective. Yeah, to have a 3.4. You know, it was just, so I was just so afraid of failure. How much time do I have? 10 minutes. Oh, God. Okay. So, but there were some warning signs that I guess I failed to yield. On Christmas, I guess my last final in 2005, it was this really bad, hard cellular biology final, and I was done by 10 in the morning, and I went back to my room, and I drank, and I passed out, of course, and I woke up, and I just kept doing it, and I remember going into 2006, and that's how my drinking kind of was. So it's really a miracle that I even was able to do that, honestly. So I graduated, and I got accepted into medical school in Chicago. And I was due to go in August of 2007, and my drinking really, really took off after I graduated. I thought it was a time to party. And I got into this very toxic relationship and deferred from going to medical school and told myself I would go back next year. That didn't happen. I got a job. I was a supervisor at a fundraising call center, and I would work 4 days and be off three, and I would drink continuously in those 3 days, and that is when I can first remember having a detox, but I didn't know what that was yet. I would go into work. I worked like Wednesday through Saturday, and I would go into work on Wednesday, and I wouldn't drink on Tuesday because it was a school night. And I was just dragging ass, and it would take me a couple days to feel good, and by that time it was Friday, and then I would start all over again on Saturday. And so I would do crazy things like Google 3-day hangover. Of course, I didn't really get any information on that. So I thought, wow, that's a bummer, you know? So anyway, in 2008, I decided to do one of those geographical changes, and I moved to Tampa. I got a job as an insurance agent, and my drinking kind of continued to just be weekends. I was definitely your classic binge drinker, and at that time I wasn't really having consequences either. My mother, right before I left, she was diagnosed with multiple sclerosis, and a year later she was diagnosed with stage 3B cancer. And my drinking really took off, and that wasn't the reason. It's because I'm an alcoholic, and I didn't realize it. But I remember her calling me and begging me to go to AA. You know, her being a drug and alcohol counselor, she knows about it. And I wouldn't have a word of it. I would get angry, and I would hang up on her, and I would treat her very badly. So I got heavy into another substance while I was drinking, mainly because it allowed me to drink more and I was able to stay up to drink. And then I would take another substance to bring me down so I could sleep. It was just a big train wreck. Somehow I was able to keep a job, and I did well at that job as well. But I was just such a mess. And let's see, in November of 2008, my mom had a mastectomy. She had breast cancer, and she had some lymph nodes removed. And I went home, I flew back to go to Thanksgiving, and I got off the plane and I was wasted. And that was the first time I saw my mom without any hair, and she looked real weak and frail. And so, she was really clearly upset with my condition, so I didn't drink the rest of that trip. So anyway, my mom ended up passing away April 3rd of 2009, and I stayed sober until after her funeral, and I was puking all over the house, caused a big wreck, and I went back to Florida. At that time, I was engaged to my husband, and we got married 2 months later. We weren't supposed to get married that soon, but I hurried up and just wanted a quick fix, and I started racking up consequences with my drinking. It was no longer having fun and, you know, wake up with a hangover. It was, I was saying awful things. I don't know what was happening. I was hurting the people that I loved the most. So in August of 2009, I got pregnant with my son, Xander, and that was the answer for me. So I knew that I wasn't able to drink at that time. And I didn't. In fact, I didn't do anything during my pregnancy. And that also only prolonged my denial of alcoholism. I had my son May 6th of 2010. And 8 days later, I drank. And all hell broke loose in 2010. I entered my first treatment center in September. Well, no, actually, July. It was outpatient. I did 1 week. Thought y'all were crazy. This first step, we admitted we were powerless over alcohol. Their lives become unmanageable. Thought was a joke. Like, are you serious? And I had this sponsor, and she kept ditching me to go to meetings. So I just thought y'all were, like, drinking and crazy. So that didn't last. So anyway, things became really bad. I overdosed on another substance and got out of detox, and a week later I was drinking. I went into Turning Point of Tampa residential for 30 days, and I had a sponsor. She's no longer my current sponsor, but I was doing okay, but I wasn't really working the program. I wasn't really interested. I was just trying to get people off my back. I mean, I'm just going to be honest about it. And so I ended up relapsing January 2nd on other substances, and I went into work the next day, and I realized when I was walking into work, I had one really high heel and one really low heel, and I thought, you know what, this is cool. I'm just going to, like, chill at my desk. I'm not going to get up, really, and it's going to be fine. But an hour and a half later, HR was on the phone, so I ended up losing the job. So that was a real big consequence. And I stayed sober maybe a couple weeks after that, and started drinking again, and I went into some really dark places. And I had a suicide attempt in February of 2011. And it's a miracle that I'm here today. I took almost an entire bottle of aspirin, and I woke up puking blood, and I wasn't able to breathe, and I couldn't hear anything. I had this big ringing in my ears, so I called the ambulance, and anyway, they saved my life, and I went back to Turning Point of Tampa for residential treatment in February 25th, maybe. So I stayed sober during that 6 months and 1 week, and I ended up, you know, my program wasn't there. In fact, you know, I would come to meetings and leave. I didn't want to talk to anyone. I was afraid to talk to people. I felt less than. I couldn't even look in the mirror. So I ended up going and getting a bottle of liquor, and within 1 hour and 55 minutes, I was in the back of a police car for domestic violence against my mother-in-law, and I never even at this point had a speeding ticket. So I got out of jail, and I didn't have a charge on my cell phone, so I stayed on the streets for 2 days, and I hung out with homeless people. I drank, and I did some other substances, and then on Sunday the 27th, that was truly a miracle, because I walked into the 7-Eleven with a six-pack of beer in my hand, and I decided for some reason it was God, it was not me, to put that six-pack back, and I got a big gulp instead, Coke Zero, and I called my sponsor, and I got on the bus, and I went to Yana, and I picked up my white chip. Pretty much was detoxing. I could barely walk. Couldn't barely breathe. I had the DTs. I've never had DTs like that. I thought I was going to have a seizure or something. I've pretty much wrecked my marriage. I don't know that I'm going to be married I went to Ohio for 3 months. As a result, I didn't see my son for 3 months. I came back 2 weeks ago to Tampa, and I am staying on my sponsor's couch, and I'm very grateful for that, to be honest. I've lost everything to my drinking. I am currently on my eighth step, and it's a long list like everyone else has. And I'm just so thrilled to be sober today and to be alive, and thank you very much for listening to my story.